You are listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. Though located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, you will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival preaching from the pulpit of North Valley Baptist Church. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
See, every sound has a significant sound. That sound advertises, and he says in verse number, the trumpet, if you're going to go to battle, the trumpet's going to give you a battle rallying song. Let's play a game together with our trumpeter down here. And Brother Mophi, we're not going to guess the song title. We're going to guess the event of where this takes us, because there's a certain sound for certain events. And I don't know all that he's going to do. Give me a sound. Will you give me a sound here? And don't shout it out. Let's. Okay, who's got that? What is that sound? Brother Shilton. Reveille, get up! There's a certain sound. We wouldn't play that at a college graduation, a high school graduation. That doesn't fit. But we would play that at getting up. Give us another sound. Let's see. You did well. Men are ahead, 5-0. I got it. Yes, Annie. Happy birthday. That was Indian style, wasn't it? He was jazzing it up there a little bit. All right. So the girls, that was worth 10 points. That one. Okay, here we go. Let's give me another one, brother. I have to just keep standing there. Now this one's getting you. What day of the year would you think that's a good song for? Valentine's. I don't know the name of the song, but it sounds like a love song. How would you even know that song? What? Oh, wait. When I fall in love. Is that the name of it? You are worldly, aren't you? Now the men were looking like, what is that? And you ladies were singing it. I saw you. So minus 45 points for the ladies right here. You're really losing out. Give me another sound. Every sound has a distinct sound. It's something that tells you what's going on. Now, I know that one. I know the song, but what do you think about when you hear that song? Rob, what do you think of? Baseball at the stadium. Oh, that's a, what, give us a couple more here. Get this, because the Bible says there's a battle cry song. I'll try another one, or a couple. Oh. Eighth grade girls down there, what is that song? Graduation. Yes, that's great. Brother Houston, give me another one. Well, you're doing great. Oh, yeah. What do you think about? Depression? What do you think about? Courage, victory. Oh, victory. I don't think about depression. Another one or two. Let's see. What do you think about? What do you think about, Brother Houston?
I think about God's goodness.
God's goodness. Can you give me one more? What is that one? You got me. Oh. It's Amazing Grace. Why? It sounds like, what is that one? I'm on the winning side. Can you give me a battle cry? I don't know what you're going to do for battle cry. You give them a big hand. Thank you. That is exactly what that verse is talking about. You don't play, you're going to rally the troops to battle. You don't play, take me out to the ball game. You're not going to a stadium. You're going to fight. You're going to battle. And the trumpet, look at verse number, for if the trumpet give an uncertain sound, it doesn't give a graduation sound. It doesn't give, and I'm not trying to be humorous with death ever, a funeral song. It doesn't give a graduation song. It gives a distinct battle cry. And throughout the Bible, you'll see. And by the way, there's coming a big battle real soon. And what's going to sound? Trump of God shall sound. What is it? I'm coming. And things are going to break all loose on planet Earth, and you're going to get out of here and go to heaven. Here, God's word says an uncertain sound. It's not manifest. The word manifest means to publicly expose or give direction. God says one day He's going to manifest our works before others in heaven at the judgment seat of Christ. Our works will be made manifest. They'll be declared. They'll openly show what we've done in the flesh, whether good or bad. We must all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. And here, the trumpet needs to always give a certain sound. So it is in church music. You cannot bring into church the tavern. We don't want the tavern in here. We don't want rock and roll music in here. We don't want an uncertain sound of contemporary worldly music. I want to stay as far as we can away from worldliness as possible. I don't want to get near it. It's sort of like that company that was transporting mail, and they had mail carriers, and they were going to drive the huge wagons and horses, several horses. And they were interviewing men, and they said, you're going to be on treacherous roads on the cliffs and mountains, and can you get close without going over? And most of them said, I can get very close. I can get within a foot and not go over. I can get within 2 feet and not go over. And none of those guys got the job. The man that got the job says, I don't know how close I can get, but I'm not going to get close to that edge. I'm going to stay as far away from that edge as possible. You know, that's how we need to. This is church. This is God's institution. This is a place that we worship God. We're not coming like we're going to a baseball game. Now, some folks that we invite to come to church ought to look like they're going to a baseball game. And do not ever tell a visitor, what are you doing dressed like that? People are welcome to come to this church in tennis shoes and shorts and how they want it. We want, this is a hospital, come on in here. But I think as God's people, we ought to live by a higher standard, a different standard. Many people that come to this church are never been born again. And I'm not going to work on the outside before God works on the inside. And really, I just sort of, you say, well, how do you train? How do you talk? And how do you get these people to we just sort of let God speak to their heart. Amen. I've seen them come in here all sorts of ways, but God will deal with them. I don't have to put them on a guilt trip and say, okay, now you can't. So there's a certain sound. You help me for a few moments. We're going to pull this together. Could you give me, I'm going to sing a solo, but don't give me a distinct sound. Music is built off chords, especially the one, I've said it before, 1, 3, and 5. Give me a 1, 3, 5, please. Every other note, basically, 1, 3, 5, that's a chord. And put them all three together, that's a chord. You have one lead part. When you play an introduction, church, and I know this is like a class, but we're in music. When you play an introduction, the lead note needs to be prominent. You need to know where you're going. You have to have a distinct, why? You want to include the people right off the bat, the entire church as we worship God together in the song that the singer is going to sing. But it has to be distinct. It can have harmony, 3 and 4. It's do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do, but do, and then the third, mi, miss the second, and the and give me a 7 chord, something in there that you, okay, and put it together, and you build harmony. Our song book is built up, they call it S-A-T-B, soprano, alto, tenor, bass. Bass is still part of the triad. It's just generally a octave lower most of the time. And so we have this. I'm going to sing this song, but give me a distinct sound so I know where we're going, okay? Okay. I know that song, How Firm Is Foundation. And he's got me in it right away. But with that sound or another song, give me a nightclub sound. And I know that you've never played in nightclubs, but sort of a Christian song, but turn it into any kind of song you want, nightclub. Give me something that what sounds like a nightclub. By the way, there shall be showers of blessing. But he had to look that up online to learn it. I'm glad he didn't know what a nightclub song was. But that's a nightclub. I always think of a nightclub, and I've never sat in a nightclub, but I always thought it was just a little bit different than that. But when you look it up online, that's what they say, a nightclub. Give me a song. Take a Christian song, but turn it into a romantic song. That's worldly chords, by the way. Keep going. You know what's frustrating with that? We don't know where he's going. You ask a wife, I come to the garden alone. Was that what that was? Wow, you went around the block to get there, didn't you? You ask a wife. A wife cries out most of the time because there's no leadership of direction. When a man is all over the map, it brings frustration to a wife. All these different tones. If your spirit, I'm ashamed to tell you what I'm going to tell you. Because God knows I try to listen to the Holy Spirit. And I thought I was listening to the Holy Spirit Sunday night about that last offering. I thought, maybe we'd like to round it up. We've done that in the past so much. But I sat here and I'd already thought through the day and earlier that week. And I thought, you know, I really believe it was the Holy Spirit said, don't do that. You've worked them enough. But I then it sort of justified it. Well, I know our people, they're going to want to be part of it. And it seemed like the Spirit of God said, well, don't do it. You know, if you ever, it's tough. And I was not trying to rebel against God, but I think he was trying to tell me, just leave it alone. But I went forward. And as soon as I started telling you about it, I'm like a mother or a father. I know my people. It went over like a lead balloon. I could feel it. And I thought as I was speaking, Lord, I missed it, didn't I? I didn't try to be rude or unkind to you. I just missed it. One person gave. You know. It, by the way, Brother Sly, I told him about it. It would have been okay if we got this building next door and we raised some millions of dollars for it and we were $100,000 short. I know Brother Raisley, this church. If I said, folks, you've raised $3 million, that's what we need for it, but we're $100,000 short. You've been around here for a while. You folks that have been around here, do you think we could have got after we gave and gave, you think we could have probably got $1,000 each out of X amount of people? You think we could have probably done it? Yes. And you would have welcomed another opportunity. But how we are working, I drained you. If you listen to the Holy Spirit of God, He'll tell you if a song's right or not. Let's go to, I hope that'll help you, because we all miss it at times. Give me a soft introduction to some hymn. Well, that's depressing. Give me a dreamy Christian, that was a Christian song. Give me a dreamy Christian introduction. Give me one that sounds like the world. Can you give me something like that? Just a closer walk with Thee. And by the way, don't tell me that did not move your body. Because my body, my flesh kind of liked that. Well, not me. Well, my body did. I am spirit, soul, and body. I'm a tripart, trichotomous man. And you're tripart man. And our body, 1 Corinthians, craves the flesh. And the lust of the flesh, Galatians 5 says. And He gives us 19 sins of the flesh. We want those sins. Our body wants that. And so that's why we covered this on a Sunday morning not long ago. Yoga displaces this. They take you two-part and they make the body priority and separate the mind and or the spirit. And so what happens with the Christian walk, your spirit should tell your mind and your mind should tell your body. So in the morning, the alarm clock goes up and your body says, I'm not getting up. You just obeyed your body. But I tell you what your spirit wants. The spirit craves to God wants to meet with you. And our spirit, the spiritual part, needs to dictate to our mind, it's time to get up. And our mind needs to tell your body, get out of this bed, you lazy lug. Well, make one more, like a performance. I don't know what that means, but just give us some kind of performance. The guy is amazing. Now, what you got to do, friend, as we, you're liking that one, I can tell. You don't know about it. You'll just have to figure it out, and then we'll keep going. See, a circus in a minute. A church, a trumpet, as you heard, there's a distinct sound. It tells you it's battle time. It's rallying time. Are you going to give us Christian songs that we're going to the circus? This is what you do best, brother, because there's a little boy still in you, isn't there? Oh, yes, we know that. Okay, let's go to the circus. So you got a circus song? You're going to get one? Yes, okay. The guy is amazing. I can't imagine how these fellas could. Thank you. I'll let you go sit out. Thank you. Give him a big hand, will you? That's great. Okay, music in this church, our choir, our singers, we want a dominant, and if you want to write it down somewhere, you can't, a distinct dominant melody line. I want our people to know we're going. Brother Poussin, these traffic police officers, our officers, you have trained them so well. And you go some places, I was going over this bridge and they had some guys out the other day and I tremble. Those poor guys didn't know what they were doing. There's three of them. And I was so confused. They were confused. Other people, if my wife would have been with me, she said, they ought to get a lady out there. I know she would have, you know. And it probably is true. They would have directed the traffic. I love watching our guys because they'll say, stop. And they get those flashlights, and you know, it's not like everything in life has to have distinction. Your marriage has to have distinction that it's direct. You communicate with one another. Our children need a direct, clear direction where we're going, what is appropriate, what is not. Music, we want music around here that is distinct in introduction. Secondly, we want music that is short. Introductions that are short, not concerts. Can you come back, please? Give me just a regular good one, but go ahead. I'm standing up here like an idiot. What song am I going to sing? Blessed Assurance, okay? My son's favorite song. That's a good introduction. That's a good introduction. Give me a long, 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 and maybe don't even know where we're going yet. Just that same song. You pray for me as I sing. Pray that God will use me. I don't know what I'm doing up here. I'm standing like an idiot. That finally gives it to me. You ought to, our music, and brother, these two guys work together so very great. Brother Martinez, without a microphone there, just stand and Blessed Assurance. You talk, you give us an introduction. We're singing page number.
Page number 22, Blessed Assurance.
He'll be ready when he's done. Watch how he does it. Do it normally, like you normally talk all the way up to the introduction. You feel good with that song right there? Because we work together as a husband and wife, works together in unity. As a bus driver and a bus captain work together in unity. As pastors and deacons work together, and ushers and pastor and people work together. And so Brother Martinez is the expert. He always talks and dumps. As he's dumping us into the song, he's dumping. Give us again. Give us some talking. Blessed Assurance. And you say, well, I didn't know we did that. We do. And these two men, thank you. And by the way, before you think this is arrogant, I've taught them that. But here's the thing. They have gone way beyond how I taught it to do it right. I just said, Brother Galvan, years ago, you bring us into a song, and here's how the last two or three notes need to sound. And here's, I don't know how to make it sound that, but he did. And Brother Martinez, they can, any song, and they can keep it going where it's not dead time. And that's why our church is an evangelistic gospel church. Thank you. I'll let you be, I'm enjoying all that other stuff, though. So, and then give a clear introduction. And then musicians, all the ministries, whether it's Sunday school class, and we have 16 adult classes and elementary school, all the class. If you're playing an instrument, we got so many pianos around here at both properties. Practice your introduction. Practice it. Secondly, I want to say, we're out of time. One, music is not a performance. Two, music is not a show. It's not a display of your talent. It should be a display of your heart. I have many supervisors on staff, and we'll talk about hiring somebody. And I said, we need the ability, yes. We need the skill that they have, yes. But the first thing we want to always look at is their heart. What's their heart like? If they don't have a tender heart, I want deacons to have a tender, soft heart, a servant's heart. I want staff that have a heart. I want people singing up here that have a heart. And I thank God for it. Then next, let me say this, and I think I'll stop. I'm not even. Music should never mirror the world. What does 1 John 2:15 say? Love, not the world. We'll see next week by God's grace. For everything that God has, Satan has a counterfeit. Everything. All through the, whatever God has, Satan has a counterfeit. And you have to be careful that you don't bring the counterfeit into this pulpit or into your home or into your marriage. You want the real thing. And so I say that the Bible says love, not the world. Now, Brother Oxford, you know Greek. Okay. I know enough to know where to find, so I'm really smart with Greek. Let me tell you what love, not the world, means in the Greek. Are you ready, Brother Oxenine? Would you please stand to your feet? I mean a military officer, ranking officer, now for the last 27 years worked in our college, vice president. What does in the Greek, and you know Hebrew, Old Testament, what is the Greek, what is the Hebrew? Love not the world. Oh, okay. So we don't need Greek in order to understand love not the world. Thank you. Let me give you another one. Romans 12:2. And be not conformed to this world. Conformed is to be squeezed into the mold of this world. I've never heard Taylor Swift's music. I've never heard her voice. I've never heard her speak. I don't know what, but I just know she's not a Sunday morning church service singer. I don't know what her singing is. I know this Candace, this right-wing conservative, commentator, she's taken her to task how that her music is satanic. I'd like to read that article, I haven't. But apparently she has music that sounds like the world. So don't watch her and try to bring it in here. Now, if you want that, go get your own building and your own stadium. But people worked for 12 years raising money for this auditorium. It cost us $500,000 to do a study, environmental study on this years. And we raised every Sunday morning after, and the book is about this thick. I don't know even where that book is. I don't think the city ever looked at it, but it made us do an environmental report. There are people that took seconds out on their homes to get us this building. There are people that sacrificed, I don't know the numbers, they're called 401, whatever, retirement accounts. They gave it to this building. There are people, Brother Manley, that got second jobs for years to help pay for this building. And so don't you come in here, because we dedicate these pianos. And we said, may they never play worldly music. And these pews, they don't make these pews in America. These are the old-fashioned circular pews. You can't buy them here. We bought them up in Canada outside of Toronto, if I remember, and they brought them in and assembled them here. We bought those in California up there. They're straight. But this curve, you can't see that. This is, we dedicate, people bought these. I mean, people bought these. I remember my mother and dad buying some of these pews. I remember your dad and mom buying some of these pews. This place was not dedicated to the world. We did like Solomon did. He dedicated the building to God. And this building was dedicated to God. Sometimes read over here, that glass wall, what people bought, and over here, what people sacrificed, and this huge glass wall out here, what they gave so that we might move in here. And so you say, well, I'm young, Pastor, you're old, and we don't like it your way. But let me tell you, you go get your own crowd first and see how your three people are doing. Don't touch my crowd. God, I'm the shepherd here. God has entrusted these people to my care. You want to be a hireling? Go get your crowd, and don't get my crowd. You get the crowd. God gave me these sheep, and I'm responsible for these sheep. And my sheep, by the way, this church, Dr. Kellogg, Miss Kellogg, you know, Brother and Mrs. Brisbane there, Brother Bill Langston, Aunt and Carrie, and by the way, all of you folks are, this church was built off of the old time religion and the old time Bible. So we're not going to be bringing new modern versions in this church. We're not going to, we put in the other building over there a time capsule, and we buried it in the ground so that 100 years from now they can find it. And we have the doctrinal statement of this church, and we have the direction of this church and the rules of our church, how we're going to, if you're going to serve the Lord. And we have a King James Bible that's buried in that capsule. Because when the tribulation or whatever, the millennium, they find it, they're going to find what this church believed. Well, I'm in my introduction. I'm having a good time. Say, how long are you going to stay on this subject? For a while.
Thank you for listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. For more information about our ministry or to find out how to get in contact with us, visit our website at nvbc.org. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.